All this week on Vermont Edition, you've heard interviews with local authors about their new books, leading up to Thursday's annual summer reading show. And we're capping off our literary week today on Morning Edition by revealing the 8 finalists for this year's Vermont Book Award. Joining me in our VPR studios to pull back the curtain on the authors up for this year's prize is Micaiah Gault, editor of Hunger Mountain and program director for the MFA in Writing and Publishing at the Vermont College of Fine Arts. She's also the coordinator for the Vermont Book Award and is herself an author whose fiction and essays have appeared in Tin House, The Sun Magazine, and The Literary Review, among other publications. Micaiah Gault, thank you so much for being with us today for this exciting announcement.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Before we get to the finalists, remind us of the background here. When was the Vermont Book Award first introduced? What is its aim?
Sure. Well, this is our 3rd year, so it's still a relatively new prize. And we started it a couple years ago, really because we wanted to celebrate the literature of Vermont. Other states have state prizes, and you know, we pay attention to who wins the Massachusetts Book Award or the Oregon Book Award. And the president of Vermont College of Fine Arts, Tom Green, who's a novelist, just one day was like, why doesn't Vermont have a prize? This state has such a rich literary tradition. So he said, let's create one. Let's give an award to one book in Vermont every year.
Does it have to be a Vermont author, or can the books be about Vermont in some way? What's the criteria?
It needs to be a Vermont author. We've been trying to find the right criteria for the prize. So usually that means somebody living in Vermont full time. There's some room for, you know, somebody who grew up in Vermont and summers in Vermont every year might be eligible some year.
And a number of genres are represented in the group of finalists. So what are they?
Sure. There's fiction, poetry, creative nonfiction, and children's literature.
Did you have to look at a lot of submissions to get to these 8 finalists? About how many do you think?
Over 40 this year. And it seems to be between 40 and 50 nominations every year. So that's a lot of books being published by Vermont authors every year. It's kind of amazing.
And full disclosure, I was a judge for last year's award. It was a test that was both rewarding and daunting, the former because I got to read such a great array of Vermont writing, but you know, daunting as well because the entries were so good, it was agonizing coming up with an ultimate prize winner, and that was Major Jackson for his poetry collection, Roll Deep. Who are the judges this year? What's the process like for picking that one writer to get this award?
We want to have a good group of judges. They're writers, librarians, booksellers, professors, just different lovers of the arts, basically. So we try to put together a good group. This year, our judges, we had 2 judges for each of the genres. Emily Bernard, who's a professor at UVM. Amanda Coplin, who's a writer, who's sort of new to Vermont. Char Dinord, who's a poet, and he's our Vermont Poet Laureate. Grace Green, who was the Vermont State Children's Librarian for years and years. So she's judging the children's lit. Beth McCabe, Karen McCadden, Janice Obakowski, and Tanya Lee Stone.
So as they say, without further ado, who are the 8 finalists for this year's Vermont Book Award?
So excited to announce these. I just have to say, I feel like if ever there's a year to read all of the finalists, this is the year. They are just exceptional. Okay, the 8 finalists are Margot Harrison for The Killer in Me, a young adult novel. Angela Palm for Riverine, which is a memoir in essays. Mary Ruffel for My Private Property. Jensen Beach for Swallowed by the Cold. Melanie Finn for The Gloaming, a novel. Robin MacArthur for Half Wild. Elizabeth Powell for her collection of poems, Willie Loman's Reckless Daughter. Allison Prine for her poetry collection, Steel.
That is a fantastic list, and I know that because I have read some of those books already and interviewed a couple of the authors, more than a couple. You've got a tough job ahead of you, all the judges do.
I know. I don't know quite how they're going to decide, but they'll have to. They have to choose from that list only one winner.
What is the importance to the writing community for this award, do you think?
Well, I mean, when we first created the award, we really thought of it as a way to, you know, celebrate and highlight all the amazing work that Vermont writers are doing. But in addition to highlighting that community of writers, it's really creating community for the writers of Vermont. They're working together on this prize, you know, so the judges are working together to make these tough decisions about who the finalists should be and who the winner should be. And the finalists feel connected because they're going through this exciting process together. And then everyone gathers physically in Montpelier at Vermont College of Fine Arts for the Vermont Book Award Gala, which is where we reveal the one winner. And it is just a magical night. It's my favorite night in Vermont. There's a chance for everyone to mix and mingle. Just is a really great feeling of interconnectedness and community for this literary crowd in Vermont.
And I realize we're a ways off, but do you have a date set yet for that gala event?
We do. It'll be September 23rd. We're mixing things up a little bit. This year, we're going to have very brief 3-minute readings by the finalists because it seems so important to me for people to just hear that, just a little bit of their voices. Then when they go to read the books, you know, it's wonderful to have the actual voice in your head as you're reading. And then this year, we're going to end the evening after we reveal the winner with a concert by Kat Wright. So it'll be a great celebration.
Micaiah Gault is editor of Hunger Mountain and program director for the MFA in Writing and Publishing at the Vermont College of Fine Arts and coordinator of the Vermont Book Award. Thank you so much for coming in today and letting us know who the finalists are.
Sure. Thank you for having me.